Good evening. This is KA2VLA, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Clint. Our repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Mobile on Jackson Hill. This being an informal net, all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. I will now break for any emergency traffic. Hearing no emergency traffic, all mobiles wishing to check in, come now, please.
KD2, DFD.
KD2, I didn't get the last three.
Delta Foxtrot Delta. Kilo Delta 2, Delta Foxtrot Delta. My name is Pete.
Roger, I got you. Well, would you like to give us a report on your activities today?
Well, worked in the woods today and got a lot accomplished, so I figured I'd go out and have a nice dinner. So that's what I'm coming back from. I've got some information for Jeff in regards to a pump. I don't know if anyone's interested. It's called Flojack, F-L-O-J-A-K, and then you can put .com and get some information on it. And it's just a hand pump. You can put it down into an existing well, and it has a hose fitting on the end. It looks like a bicycle pump, and you can pump, I think, about 6 to 8, 10 gallons a minute. And you can pump up to a certain height, and you can fill a cistern. That might help him in his camp.
He may be on tonight. If he isn't, I'll see that word gets on to him. He's interested in getting his camp going up there and adding some conveniences, things like that. His camp and my camp are about a quarter of a mile apart up in the mountains. Well, thank you for checking in with us. We appreciate it. I will now receive calls from members and guests. Please call KA2VLA.
KA2LNZ, hi Clint.
KC2WI.
KA2ZNZ, I guess you're the next one in the line. What sort of a day did you have today?
Yeah, good evening Clint and everybody on board. I heard Pete there, and, well, two Pete's I guess. It was a mild day down this way in the low, mid to low 70s, which is what I like. Right now we're down to about 65. And we had only a trace of rain. There were some storms north of us and south of us, but we lucked out again. So with that, we'll send it back to you and just say 73s to all. KA2ZNZ.
Good report, Jack. Glad you could check in with us tonight. This has been sort of a nice summer break in the weather. I notice I keep the lawns growing. I notice that's good or not. I did get out and play 9 holes of golf last week. So we'll say thank you for checking in tonight, and we'll go up and see what Pete has for us.
Good evening, Clint, KC2WI. Just got back myself here about 15 minutes ago. Worked around the house. Got some computers running that I got to go out and check on, and a couple out on the porch. Doing a image and test and whatever, and finally got together what I needed to do and go into Lowellville, and I got almost most of the things done. One person wasn't there when I got there, and I stopped back two or three times, but you know, as usual, I was delayed on the previous job, another Windows 8 nightmare, and it's kind of funny because there's some really good things about Windows 8 sort of hidden and under the hood, so to speak, but the user interface changes are just a nightmare, unless maybe you're using it on a tablet with a touch screen, which is great, but they should have kept the, they sort of kept the traditional desktop, but not really, and they changed lots of stuff, and it, to me, it's not very logical at all. Anyway, got that issue resolved, but it took a while. You know, looked for stuff here and there and found most of the things I was looking for, but not all. Now it's time to kind of wrap things up and go get ready to go out tomorrow to the big snowmobile, a vintage snowmobile show there in Boonville. It's, I think it's getting bigger every year, and I don't know, I'm not that fanatical about it that I'm going to spend the day there. I thought about taking one of my old snowmobiles, the one I want to sell, but just not, you know, there's too much to do. So I'll go and wander around, look at stuff for a while, and, you know, talk to some people and that kind of thing. And it's kind of neat when you come across an old machine like you used to have. And I already was over there at the farmer's market. They were, you know, some of the people were bringing stuff in, and I saw a couple of old model skis, exact things that I had in 1973 or 4. Model ski F440 was one of them, and I had a model ski mini snow before that. And boy, I'd like to, I wish I had one of those. I wish I could ride that 440 again just to remind myself how good or bad it really was compared to, you know, something now. But anyway, so that was the activity today. Hopefully the show doesn't get rained out tomorrow. It's pretty nice this afternoon, except for driving between here and Lowellville on the way in, it rained. And then it cleared up. It's pretty nice out now. It's about the scoop here. We got the Woodsman 10K coming up in a couple weeks on Friday night. And that's always fun. I guess it's actually, 2 weeks from now. 2 weeks from tonight. Other than that, I guess not too much news. They had kind of a mini ham club meeting, I think, in Walmart there. I saw two of the Black River Valley Club members. I haven't seen either of them in quite a while, so that was kind of cool. We're hoping for some halfway decent weather, although I think it's going to be a little iffy. Got a 10K run. Run around Lake Pleasant Sunday morning to do communications for, and that's the scoop here, KC2WI.
Good report, Pete. I tried to get hold of you the other day. I wanted to talk to you about my old computer here. It's on its last legs, and I'm not sure which direction to go for another one. I want to pick up another one then. This one works ordinary, if it works. So I thought you could probably pull me in. If you're down around Boonville and you're your exercise ventures there, stop and give me a quick call. This is the Black River Valley Service Net. We're looking for check-ins. Anybody who wants to visit, come now, please. This is KA2 VLA Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We're looking for check-ins. or late check-ins at this time.
KC2WI, I'll have to get a hold of you sometime, if I got time when I come back through Boonville, or I don't know, maybe tomorrow. I think I'll probably scoot up to Lake Pleasant right after I wander around the show there, but I think probably yours is not that old. You know, some people would say it is, but my perspective is a lot different. I'm using a 12-year-old one here, works fine. And it probably just needs a good tune-up. You'll be fine with it. But we can take a look at it. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, I appreciate it. There's a lot to see up there. I guess you said you were up on the grounds. I drove through it today. They've certainly got hundreds of machines. If anyone likes to see new and different machines and old different machines, that's the place to see them. Well, I guess we better close down the Black River net. Does anyone have any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in for tonight, and 73s to those who are listening in. This is KA2VLA, and I will be clear.
Well, not you, John. I'm looking for Kathy. KC2YXN.